What we believe. The priesthood must be used worthily. Heavenly Father gives a portion of His power and authority to worthy male members of the church. This delegated authority is called the priesthood. Those who hold the priesthood are authorized to act in the Lord's name in leading His church, teaching the gospel, blessing the sick, and performing the sacred ordinances necessary for salvation. The priesthood must be used worthily because, as the Lord revealed to Joseph Smith, the rights of the priesthood are inseparably connected with the powers of heaven, and the powers of heaven cannot be controlled nor handled only upon the principles of righteousness. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 36. Thus, there is a difference between the authority and the power of the priesthood. Priesthood authority, which is the true authorization to act in God's name, is given by the laying on of hands. The power of the priesthood comes only when those who exercise it are worthy and acting in accordance with God's will. Because the priesthood is God's power, He sets the standards of worthiness for its use and reveals those standards to His prophets and apostles. Priesthood holders become worthy by repenting of their sins and living in harmony with the gospel and commandments of Jesus Christ. The companionship of the Holy Ghost in their lives can help them know of their worthiness. For more information, see Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 34 through 46. Thomas S. Monson, Priesthood Power, Ensign, May 2011, pages 66 through 69. Priesthood holders gain power in the priesthood through faith and obedience. Treat your wife, children, and others kindly. Take the sacrament worthily. Serve faithfully in your calling. Exercise the priesthood when called upon. Sidebar. Safeguard and live worthy of the priesthood. Our behavior in public must be above reproach. Our behavior in private is even more important. It must clear the standard set by the Lord. We cannot indulge in sin, let alone try to cover our sins. We cannot gratify our pride. We cannot partake of the vanity of unrighteous ambition. We cannot exercise control or dominion or compulsion upon our wives or children or any others in any degree of unrighteousness. If we do any of these things, the powers of heaven are withdrawn. The Spirit of the Lord is grieved. The very virtue of our priesthood is nullified. Its authority is lost. The priesthood serves as a guide by which to live our lives. In its fullness, its authority reaches beyond the veil of death into the eternities that lie ahead. There is nothing else to compare with it in all this world. Safeguard it. Cherish it. Love it. Live worthy of it. President Gordon B. Hinckley, Personal Worthiness to Exercise the Priesthood, Ensign, May 2002, pages 52 and 59. End of the article, What We Believe, the Priesthood Must Be Used Worthily.